This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
All right, Gator. So I'm surprised by this. We did that template thing we just were talking about. People, Lions fans, fill it out there. 52 responses. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The biggest concern for this team is not one person said edge rusher opposite of Hutch.
As?
The biggest concern.
No, nobody said that. You're right.
Not one. I went through. We haven't read all the ones on the air. The ones I read on the air, nobody said it. The ones I didn't read on the air, nobody said it.
No. And yet, what does everybody want?
Edge rusher opposite of Hutch. I mean, look, it's that tells you a little something, doesn't it? If you get right down to it, in an organic moment, the feedback we just got from Lions fans, it's not a priority. It's not as big a concern as the attention it gets. Now, maybe it just so happens that the 53 people that filled out the template, none of them thinks it's the biggest concern. But I feel like it's the number one talking point. Was the number one talking point last year at the trade deadline? Was the number one talking point actually probably headed into the draft? Was the number one talking point in free agency? And continues to be the number one talking point every time the name Micah Parsons or Trey Hendrickson comes up. People want to see the Lions go get that guy. But when push comes to shove, today, nobody said that. Now, maybe that means nothing.
Well, I think the answer that people gave was a pretty good one.
Yeah. Biggest a lot of people concerned about injuries
to the defense.
And the interior of the offensive line.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe we should be, you and I, and Kang should be mining for interior offensive linemen, veteran interior offensive linemen, or depth pieces on defense.
Well, that's why I think in part when we started the show talking about this, that Dan Campbell's comments about, you know, roster spots and receivers and depth and all that and the backup quarterback and everything, mm-hmm. that it would make sense to carry two quarterbacks. You release Hendon Hooker, and then you have another spot open for an offensive or defensive lineman.
Kang, what do you make of this feedback we get that nobody says the biggest concern is the edge rusher opposite of Hutch?
I think that, just going back to what Gator said, I think, you know, they have guys they like, right? They're always emphasizing that, you know?
Yep.
That they have in the room who they want, and they know, you know, everything's intentional. Brad Holmes has said that many times.
Yep.
they believe in Davenport. Obviously, they knew, you know, they had very confident Hutch was going to come back healthy. And by all accounts, he's maybe even better than what he was pre-injury, which is
insane. I can see why they feel that way after being right? out there.
And so, and all of these other guys got to play last year in live action, real bullets. And before, I mean, that's probably the only positive that came out of all those injuries was they got to see these guys perform and they feel comfortable with those guys. So the roster spots on this team, it's becoming more and more difficult to make this team because the talent's better. And so you can't waste, use whatever term you want, a roster spot on the third quarterback, which last year they only kept two anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was surprised. They only kept four receivers last year.
That's a little surprising, too.
Yeah.
So we know they're going to keep at least four for sure this year. With Khalif Raymond's too valuable on special teams. Tesla's not going anywhere.
Right.
So the question is Tim Patrick, Meeks,
Love it.
Yeah.
Those are the three big questions.
So that was interesting. And I thought, you know, whether it's significant or not, or how people really feel, it doesn't get the headlines. Like them mining the league for a guard isn't nearly as exciting as big name edge rushers that are reportedly available. I question whether or not they actually are. Okay. Kang asked me a question today, Gator. And I feel that it's clear. As a father of older kids, that I have moved into a generation that I don't know what is the thing anymore. Kang asked me the following. If you know the answer to this question, I'll be blown away.
Oh.
He asked me, do you know what K-pop Demon Hunters is?
Well, K-pop is Korean pop music, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Demon Hunters. Is it a song?
I wonder if it's a band.
I'm going to go with song.
You're going song? K-pop Demon Hunters. Is it a game? I guess I'm going to go band. I think K-pop Demon Hunters is a band.
Sounds good. Like it could be. Band or song, I think.
Okay. Kang, are either of us correct?
It is. I'm just going to tell you what it is.
All right.
It is an animated film on Netflix.
So not a band.
Or a song.
Well, they sing a lot of songs, though.
Sure they do.
And the animated film is about two bands, two Korean pop bands. So you know what I mean? Like you guys are like kind of dancing around it a little bit. It is the number one Netflix movie right now.
Okay, quick question.
Yeah.
Why is it called Demon Hunters?
Because they hunt demons.
That's what they do.
That's pretty self-explanatory.
Bands hunt demons.
Yeah, man. It's a movie. And a cartoon movie to boot. We had a Fiero flying space, all right?
That's true, yeah.
I mean, Kiss was fighting a phantom back in the day. So, yeah.
All right, cool. I'll accept the premise then. Is this popular with your kids?
Oh, my God.
Oh boy.
I mean, they got on it before it even like blew up. Like, I think, remember when we go to Vegas every year? That's when they started getting on it, which was like a month or two ago, right?
So was it because they were out there with their cousins? Were their cousins?
Their cousins,
into it?
I think, saw like kind of, you know, they scroll through Netflix and you see trending or what's coming out and what's new and maybe for you, right? This was one of them. And they have not stopped watching it since.
Okay, I'm going to throw the shows that were extremely popular when my kids were your kids' age. And you tell me if they're even on the radar. Okay?
Oh, God.
So my kids are now, what, 23, 18? I'm sorry, 23, 19, and 18. Kang, is Dora the Explorer? Do your kids watch Dora the Explorer?
They don't. But I believe that's still relevant.
Adora, Diego.
Yeah, my kids aren't into that.
On the Map. Not into it at all?
No.
Okay. Thomas the Tank Engine. Is there love for Thomas the Tank Engine?
No. Not for my kids.
Okay. The Wiggles.
No. That's the weird group, right?
Yeah, the Australian people. Yeah. Wiggles, right? Is that what it was?
I think so. It sounds familiar. They're not into it, though.
Bunch of tall Australian dudes. Creepy.
Andrew Bogut.
I'm trying to think back to when I was a kid. The shows that I liked the most, animated shows, there were two.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Speed Racer and Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, Tom and Jerry, Woody Woodpecker.
Those were yours?
Yeah, Bugs okay. Bunny.
Did they kill any demons with very catchy pop songs?
Not with pop songs, but I tell you, it was violent. That stuff was really violent. And then you reminded how violent it was because when The Simpsons came around and like the Itchy and Scratchy show from the Simpsons would exaggerate the violence from that stuff, but it was like it's basically based off of Tom and Jerry.
Yes, it is. Yeah,
and you're watching it like, oh my god, what is this? And then you're like, oh, what? Oh yeah, that's right. It's Tom and Jerry. It's just this is Tom and Jerry on steroids. But the stuff we watched as kids, extraordinarily violent.
Yeah, but did Tom and Jerry have a number one hit on Billboard?
No, not that I can recall.
Dude, yeah. Does K-pop Demon Hunters?
Yeah. Oh yeah, the catalog is insanely popular. Like almost all those songs. That's one of the reasons why this song or this film is or movie, whatever you want to call it, has been so popular. It's unbelievable. They actually opened up theaters. I think it's this weekend and sold out thousands of theaters showings for a one weekend only showing of this movie.
Are you taking the kids?
No, I'm not. We wanted to. We might do it again when they re-release because they already sold out these tickets. Yeah.
So is this going to be a big Christmas buy? Is there associated
merch.
Toys?
Yeah. Yeah, there's costumes, Halloween. I bet you a lot of kids are going to be the Huntrix is one of the bands. That's the girl band.
All right.
And Saja Boys is the other band.
What is it?
Saja Boys. Yeah.
All right.
This is what's going on in my world.
I was about to say.
No, not Soldier Boy.
Yeah, this is what happens. Like the next thing you know, I'm sitting there quoting Sir Topham Hatt from Thomas the Tank Engine, and you are. Are you singing the songs? Can you sing any of the songs?
Oh yeah, it's all in my head. That's all. If I close my eyes, that's all I hear. I don't have to be around my kids at all.
Care to sing a few bars?
Absolutely not.
All right. So K-pop Demon Hunters.
Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't like run across it. Well, you now
not anymore.
Your algorithm's gonna hit you on your Facebook gator or something like that.
No, my daughter was like all I heard about for a while. There was Love Island. Which is quite the opposite of Dora and Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yo, if Dora was on an island,
which well, she is exploring,
it was you know like sexually active. Yeah.
Well, you know, mix a few drinks in.
Diego posing by the pool with his shirt off. All right, so.
K-pop
Demon Hunters. I'll keep my eye open.
Keep your ears open, too.
I guess. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.